Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Inner Sight Frolics on the Air, starring Jimmy Dinigan. Louis the Lip.
That's a swab, and somebody stole the bathroom. And all the characters that you don't like. All right. Inner Sight Frolics, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Don't go out of sight, go in sight. With Third Eye, learn how to protect yourself, have some fun. 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. Talk to my buddy Devin over there. Again, 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Akita, Joanne Diamond, South Jersey. 609-388-7004. And, oh, if you want to send them an email, I got that, too. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. All right. And tell you about Gabriel and his electric toothbrush. All right. Got that coming up. Let's see. All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all the Texas children who perished with that shooting. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Watch out for the children. And we remind the politicians. Get those trained dogs at the doors of the schools. Dogs that can detect weapons and protect the schools and the children. Put a metal detector inside the door. They should only use one door in the school that opens and closes. That's the best way to do it. That way you know who comes in and out. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. And let's see, you need dog food? Don't eat it. Need it. Dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the place to call. Yeah, I got the number right here. 631-484-3085. There's the number. 631-484-3085. And if you're disabled and you have trouble getting the food, call Gary, and he may be able to deliver it for you. All right? You don't have to pay for it. Dog food and cat food. Inner Sight Frolics around the world. And let's see what else. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929, Silo. We thank them for their help. We thank them for being a part of our nursing home committee to turn those places into accessible housing and cannot go to nursing homes. There's the bottom line. All right. Turn them into something good. What else we got? James Bahamundi, attorney. 516-783-9662. You need a civil rights advice lawyer, call Bahamundi. James. 516-783-9662. And we'll try to get the Able News in later if we ever get the engineer on here. All right. Inner Sight Frolics. And, you know, everybody likes the war stories, you know. Well, not everybody, but some people do. Yeah. Anyway, my uncle, World War II, was a real character, you know. And he was in the Army. And his job in the Army was to carry and operate a machine gun, you know. So he was a real character. And my aunt, who he lived with, was really weird. You know, she was always bugging him, you know. So Uncle Ralph, where she called him Rafe. His name was Raphael, I guess. Ralph Perino, you know. So one day, I'm over there, and, you know, I'm a little kid, and I think everything is funny anyway. And they're having this big discussion. And she says, "Rafe, why don't you drink your coffee? Coffee, Rafe." And Josie, leave me alone, will you? I don't want no coffee. Don't bother me. I'm very nervous from the Army, the service. You know, he got out, I don't know, a couple of years prior, but he was still nervous, see. And I used to go over there, and he had all his old Army stuff in a trunk. Oh, man, I used to love that Army stuff. I put on the hat, you know. And he had the helmet. You know, they call it the pot. And the inside of the helmet came out. You could snap it right on and snap it back in. Because they used to, you know, they would do everything in that helmet. Wash yourself, everything. You know, even take a poop or a wee-wee in there, and then you got to wash it out. But that helmet was really cool. Remember, it had a strap on it. You could make it tighter around your neck, you know. And I put it on my brother, see. Come here, Phil. Brav, I used to call him Brav. I couldn't remember his name. Brav, get over here. And I put the helmet on him. I said, "Now you look like a real soldier." And I tightened the strap. He went, "Ah, so what are you trying to do to me? You're trying to kill me, Frankie?" Oh, gee, I didn't mean to tighten it so tight, but I thought we were in the war. So I tightened up the helmet, and then I started banging on it on the top. The metal, I must have had a fork, you know, and I'm going, he said, "Stop that." He said, "You, I can feel it in my brain." I said, "Well," I said, "that's how it feels, Brav, when you're in the Army and they're shooting at you." You know, it's funny because later on he joined the Army. He went to the Army. My brother, he was my brother. He was the fastest walker in his outfit. They played war games, and he got to the finish line, whatever they called it, faster than any other soldier, and saved the whole platoon or company. So they put him in the paper, put him in the Fort paper, I forget, down in Georgia. Fort Benning, I think it was, in Georgia. Anyway, get back to, so I got this helmet on him, see, and I'm banging on banging on the helmet, and it's making a funny noise, you know. And he's saying, "We stop that," you know. Then Uncle Ralph comes in, and my Aunt Josie's, Her name was Julie. Starts yelling at him, Rafe, Rafe, where you going? I'm going, I gotta go out, Chucky. Crazy over here. Don't you want to eat? Nah, I don't want to eat. Now, Uncle Ralph, see, he was so jittery from the army that he used to eat. He would eat by the stove. You see? He'd take his food and stand by the stove and eat, and Josie would yell at him. Why don't you sit down? Leave me alone, Josie. You're driving me crazy. I got to get out of here. So he runs out the door with the food. I don't know where he went. I don't know if he had a girlfriend or what, but he was a funny, funny guy. He used to tell me all these stories. And one time they were on the boat going over the river or something in Italy. He was in Italy. And I had to jump in the water with a machine gun, he goes. I mean, that wasn't funny, but, you know, he survived it and he got through it. Inner sight, stand by. I got to check the line. Stand by.
Please hang up.
All right, inner sight. And, Karen, if you're listening, this is a funny show. You know, this is our comedy show tonight. So, I got your signal, but if you want to be on the show, it's really comedy. So we suggest and recommend that you call back Monday night or call me after the show. All right, inner sight. I don't know where my engineer is. Engineer, where are you? Are you dead or alive? Anyway, this is the Frolics. And so I'm going to have to be on my own as an engineer and do the show. Well, that's not the easiest thing, but we'll get through it. And as Laurel said, as Hardy said to Laurel, that is, well, here's another fine mess you've gotten me into. Well, I didn't mean it. You told me to stack up the boxes against the wall. The only problem is, there's no wall. Grr! What do you mean there's no wall? Well, don't forget, Ollie, we're out in the street. I know that. And anyway, why do we need these boxes? That's part of our work. What is our work? We are bona fide junk men. Junk man. That's right. It's a highly exercised profession. Well, I don't need any exercise. I'm not exercised. Exercise. What does that mean? I don't know. So, we collect junk. And then we sell it, see? And that's how we make money. Well, I don't want... Well, how am I going to sell junk? I don't know. Where do I go to sell it? Well, you could stand on the corner. You could stand on your head. Stand on my head. Now, wait a minute. How am I going to stand on my head? If I stand on my head, I'm going to fall on my ass. Now, that would be an improvement. Now, what what kind of junk are we going to collect? Anything and everything. Oh, here's an interesting alleyway. Look at all that junk. Now grab that, Ollie. Grab that chair. Well, what do you want me to do with that? Take it back home and put it in the house. Put the chair in the house? You know, Ollie, I think you lost it. You lost your mind. Did you lose your mind, Ollie? I didn't lose my mind. I found it. I found my life's work profession. I am now a bona fide junk collector. Junk collector. Well, listen. You collect all the junk you want, see? And just leave me out of it. I don't want anything to do with junk. Why not? Because when I was a kid, I had to grow up with junk. You grew up with junk? That's right. You mean to tell me that your father was a junk man? That's right, he was. And it was horrible. We had so much junk in the house, I couldn't even move. Now, come on. Let's get out of here. Grab all that junk that you can, and we'll go. We're going to set up our house. Well, that means, Stan, that you know how to set up a junk house. That's right, I do, but I'm not going to do it. Now put that over there. Get that chair out of there. Move that over. Come on, let's go. Start cracking that whip. What whip? I'll have to crack the whip. If you don't start moving things over. Now, wait a minute. Ooh, ooh. Why is this door jammed? Well, I'll tell you why. See, that's what happened when I was a kid. We went out one day, and we tried to get back in the house, and we couldn't because there was too much junk. All right, Inner Sight Frolics. The moral of that is, don't let junk get in the way of your life. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. We got Louis the Lip and his craziness right here on Inner Sight Live. And, you know, when I was a kid, I had a lot of fun. I wasn't one to sit around the house, you know. 816, by the way, New York Frolic Inner Sight. I don't know what happened to the engineer. She's not very reliable. Anyway, yeah, so I used to go out, mope around, and have fun and just do weird things, you know. And one day, I rode a bike, too, when I was a kid. So I had my bike, see. And I never... The only time I rode in the street was when I had somebody who was riding in front of me. See, was when they rode in front of me, what little light I had in the left eye, I could see them, so I could follow them. See, so this one day, I'm riding on the sidewalk, see. And this woman was walking toward me, you know, and I had trouble seeing her. I don't know, the glare or whatever it was, you know. So anyway, I hit this lady, and she fell over into the vacant lot. See? And, you know, that lot was famous for dogs. That was our dog lot. All the dogs went in there to do their business, see. So this woman fell into a pile of dog dung, doo-doo, whatever you call it. Dung. And she starts yelling and screaming, "What's wrong with you? You hit me. I fell in the dog shit. What the hell is wrong with you? Oh, where's your mother?" I said, lady, I said, calm down and don't come too close to me because you don't smell good. So she said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit you, but I'm blind." "What? You blind? You riding a bike? You crazy? Where's your mother? I want to talk to your mother." And she's yelling all over the street. All of a sudden, a big crowd starts getting... There's a big crowd, see? And, I said, I live down the block, lady. You want to talk to my mother? Come on, follow me." So she's following me, and the smell was horrible. And we go in to the apartment building, and I said, "This lady, I hit her with the bike. She wants to talk to you." And she says, "What the hell happened to you? What happened? Who are you? You smell. Get out of my house." "Who are you? Let your son ride around the street all blind and all that, and he don't can't see where he's going, and he hit me with the bike." So my mother tries to clean her up. And she said, Don't worry, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you, lady." "My name is Bertha. I'm gonna help you, Bertha, don't worry." And my mother puts her in the bathtub. She puts her in the bathtub. She's running the water, and this lady has her clothes on. And the lady starts yelling, "What are you doing? You put me, you're going to get me all wet in the bathroom. I'm going to help you, lady. Don't worry. You can't go home like that. You smell too bad." So she puts, she's running the tub, and we had a hose in the bath. She takes the hose and she turns it on, and the lady starts screaming. So Mrs. Sapta comes in. "Francella, what's the matter? What happened? This lady tried to hurt you?"
No. She didn't try to hurt. No, Frankie hit her with the bike and she fell in a pile of crap."
"Oh, my God. Oy vey," she's going. Anyway, the lady climbs out of the bathtub, and she's all wet and dripping. And mom says, "Feel better now?" She said, "You're crazy. Now I feel worse." And she goes out. And that was quite an adventure, I tell you. It was weird, man. You know, I'm gonna see if I can find my engineer. Engineer, are you there? Stand by. Stand by, blog. Blog Talk Radio, stand by. And let me see. What I can do. All right, Inner Sight Live, Frolics. Stand by. Hello? Where the hell are you? You're here. You're not here. What? You're looking at the board. I can't hear you. Are you on the air? Oh. Well, give me some honeymoon music. All right, Inner Sight Frolics, and we got Dinnigan coming up with the school adventure. Oh, yeah, well, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. Crazy Dinnigan, you know. And then we got Louie. Try to get Louie Rivera on the line about 8:30 or so. Engineer, where are you? Oh, unbelievable. All right, Inner Sight. Yeah, so one day, see, in school, Jimmy got it in his head that he was going to be the teacher, you know. And he all this stuff was spontaneous, you know. And he just dreamed it up, you know. So now he's challenging Miss Ma for the teacher's position. See? And he says, I'm the new teacher. And Miss Ma says, "Jimmy, sit down. What are you doing?" Miss Ma, he says, you have to go home. You're getting too old for the teacher." What? How dare you? "You're too old, Miss Marcy. You look, you got dirty shoes." "What? I don't have dirty shoes. What's wrong with you?" I got dirty shoes, and Miss Mom, you ever clean your underwear?" "What, Jerry?" "How dare you? And you got dirty shoes and underwear. And why do you wear that old dirty coat? It looks terrible. That old gray coat. Why don't you wear some bright colors and brighten up the whole thing, Miss Marcy, like my shirt. See my shirt? Look how bright it is." "Jimmy, sit down and behave yourself. I want to give a lesson." "What?
You can't give a lesson. You're not a teacher. What school did you go to? Are you a teacher? I'm a teacher. I went to school for years to be a teacher. Would they tell you to wear dirty underwear and shoes? How dare you? I've got to get the principal. I can't stand this anymore.
So she goes out of the classroom, downstairs, to get Kramer, see? And Kramer comes up, and Jimmy's behind her desk now. He's sitting behind the desk, and he says,
all right. Nobody gets any homework. There's no homework. I'm the teacher, Miss Ma had to go home,
and the kids are wondering what's going on here, And Janie,
well, what do you mean, Jimmy? You can't be the teacher. Janie, get out your arithmetic slate, and we're gonna do some examples.
In the meantime, Kramer comes in, and he goes, Jimmy, what are you doing behind that desk? And Jimmy says,
Mr. Kramer, we're so glad to see you. All right, children. This is our principal, Mr. Kramer. Mr. Kramer, your tie's crooked. What? My tie is not... What are you, Jimmy? Go back to your seat. I'm the new teacher. Mr. Kramer, don't interfere with the teaching of the class, of the school. You're the principal, but I'm the teacher. Jimmy, how dare you? Hey, Mr. Kramer, how come your pants?
Listen, I just had
how
a
come
bug
your
down.
Pants don't? How come your pants don't fit you? They look like they're falling off your ass. Pants in your ass, pants in the glass. Jimmy, you're in big trouble. Now get out of Miss Ma's seat. Mr. Kramer, your pants, they look like they're gonna fall down. And your tie's crooked. Oh, and look at the back of your neck, it's all dirty.
Yeah, right.
Woo! And he's going on and on and on.
And the kids, they all start laughing. Everybody's laughing. It was so funny. Jimmy's the teacher, and then he goes,
all right, class, how much is 3 and 4?
3 and 4? 7.
And Janie says, Jimmy, that's easy. Seven.
Able is the newspaper for guys
that
are disabled. It is served to disabled.
Give that girl a star.
Sorry.
What the hell are you doing?
Me? I accidentally pressed it with my thumb, and I'm having trouble. Now, see, that's funny. I had trouble getting myself on. Remember the buttons? I couldn't get myself on. So I was listening, but I couldn't get myself on. So sorry about that.
Well, you should have called me and
call.
Let me know.
Oh, well.
Let me know what's going on.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I couldn't get the show on. I couldn't come in.
All right.
Let's
in a sight. And finally, Jimmy goes back to his seat. And Miss Ma goes behind the desk, and I don't know what they did. They wanted to expel Jimmy, but I don't know if they ever did.
Well, he.
But he was a regular riot as the teacher. Give me some honeymoon music. See if you can do that right.
Well, let's see if I can get it. Okay. I'm hoping I can.
Honeymooners.
It's coming. It's
live
coming.
On Inner Sight.
Here it is. I'm pressing it. Oh, got it. Okay. We're good.
New York, 836, Inner Sight Live, Frolic. Get the award for the city's best bus driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big day, Norton. No. Don't be nervous. We'll go down to town hall there and take you upstairs and meet the mayor and all the muckety mucks there. And wait a minute, Ralph. Let me fix your tie. Your tie is crooked. Wait a minute.
No.
Let the old Navy tie tire show you how to do it. Wait a minute. What are you trying to do? Choke me to death? Give me that. Alice, where are you? We're going to be late.
I'll be out in a minute, Ralph.
Biggest day of my life. She's got to be in there fussing around. Ralph, did you get the car? Yeah, I got the car. I got the keys.
Neither.
Yeah, Joe Fensterblom let me borrow his car. No, all right, give me the keys. I'll drive. What do you mean you'll drive? I'm driving. Ralph, you're just a little nervous there. You drive, and wouldn't it be something on the way to the best bus driver award? You're getting to an accident. What are you trying to do? Put the whammy on me? Come on, get in the car. Come on. Everybody in the car?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Uh-oh, Ralph. I tried to tell you. It wasn't my fault. You ran right into me. Who's responsible for this accident?
Uh-oh.
No, it wasn't my fault. You did it. I didn't do it. I can't find a policeman. Get me a policeman. You don't need a cop to settle this, pal. Yeah, just give me your name and your insurance number there, and I'll give you mine. And that burns me up. Wasn't my fault. Ralph, you don't want to get the police. The police have fill out a report, and they could just see it now. On the way to get best award, bus driver has accident.
Uh-oh.
You're right about that. Let's just be, you get back in the car there, and you go down to City Hall. All right there. Oh, hello there, Mr. Crandon. Congratulations to the best award, best bus driver award for Ralph Crandon. Here it is. Hey there, Ralphie boy there. We'll take you upstairs and let you meet the mayor. All right, I want to go upstairs, meet the mayor. Oh, by the way, the fellow who gives you the award, Judge Hollera. Judge Hollera. Wait a minute. Is that that judge, traffic judge, that hollers at everybody and throws them in jail and all that? Oh, that's him, yeah. But he, nothing better he likes than a good, safe driver.
Mm.
Well, is this the man who gets the award? Well, yes. What's wrong, Judge? Oh, Mr. Cranon and I were involved in a traffic accident earlier. Traffic accident? Well, now, wait a minute now. Let me finish. It wasn't his fault. It was my fault.
Uh-oh.
So it gives me great pleasure, Mr. Cranon, to present to you this Best Bus Driver Award. There, Ralphie boy there, you get the award, the picture gets in the paper there, you go upstairs and meet the mayor.
Dave.
And what's all that noise in the background?
That's me trying to move my wheelchair. Got stuck. Why? Got stuck.
All right, in a sight. Is Louie up?
Yeah, Louie and Joe, both of them.
I wonder if Louie's awake.
No, he's awake.
Is Louie awake?
He wants to get on and talk to you. He's our best fan.
Buzz Louie on.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Oh, darn it. I can't do it right this second. I have to plug in my phone. Give me a moment.
You got to get yourself together, man.
No, I know.
It's crazy.
I know. It wasn't my
Buzz
fault.
Buzz Louie. Can you get Louie on the show?
Yeah, give me a second. I just have to plug in the
Inner Sight.
Phone.
Frolic.
I wish.
We got Gabriel coming up.
Okay.
With the electric toothbrush.
And Joe wanted
toothbrush.
To do that thing from yesterday. Remember?
Gabriel coming up with the electric toothbrush. Where you can brush your teeth right in the street.
Oh, God, no.
All right. Louie the Lip. Is Louie on the line?
Yes, he is, but my phone died in the middle of it.
What's your phone got to do with Louie? Click on the board.
I can't put him on the board because the phone died. That's what I use every night.
You're talking on the phone. How did it die?
No, I got two phones. I use the house phone to talk and make it sound right, and then I use the cell phone to run the board. But the cell phone is acting up today. What do you want me to do? I have to go and get a new
cell phone. So you can't work the board, you're saying?
No, I just have to keep it plugged in.
I don't understand what you're saying, but... You got the honeymooner thing on.
Right.
Why can't you get
Louie
on?
And then it died again. And then it died again. The phone. So I got to go to the store and find out why it's doing
the
mess.
All right,
Louie,
if you can hear me, hang up. I'm going to call you on the three-way.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Louie, hang up your phone, and I'll call you. We'll get you on the air. All right, Inner Sight Frolics. In the meantime, can you do the Able News?
Yeah, I'll do it on my own, without the board. Okay, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, I'd say, 30 years at least. And it has the print is, a little larger so people can see. And then you also have I got a mess because I haven't done it in a while. The Able News there. Let's see. Oh, they have a calendar of events, and they also have a personals page. How could I forget the personals page? All right. And then they have where you can get the publication for free. Just log on to... ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription. back to you, Frank.
All right, stand by. Let me see if I can get Louie. Stand by.
Okay. If the other one's working. No, not yet. Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry, but...
All right, Louie, you there?
Yeah, Louie Rivera's on the ringy-wingy-wingy here. I heard you cracking your funny bone through the phone. The way you're listening to it, Honeymooners, blah, 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 all that. Hmm?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing tonight?
What more?
Wait a minute. I'm doing okay. You're making me everybody laugh. That's Louie the Leopard talking on a phony wony here.
Yeah. Hey, now what happened with I heard you bought Connie and Chrissy a present.
Yeah.
Whoa. What'd you get them?
Connie and Chrissy, I gave them a good gift.
Yeah, what'd you get them?
Did you buy lipstick?
I got a surprise for Connie and Chrissy.
Oh,
a surprise?
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Hold your breath. Close your eyes. Don't peek.
My eyes are closed.
Yeah.
Hey, open up the gift. Surprise, Connie and Chrissy. You've got lingerie, fishnet stocking, and everything.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, turn that television down.
Yeah, I got my hand through the microphone here.
Yeah, but I can hear a noise in the background.
Yeah, not too low, a little low. Wait a minute.
There you go.
Yeah, so you bought
That's
them.
Better.
You bought them lingerie?
Yes, I did.
Where'd you get that?
I got that from Victoria's Secret.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what'd you do? You went in. you went in there?
Yeah, I want to see what size they fit.
Oh, and
no?
What'd they say to you when you went in there?
Say thank you, Louie. They're so sweet of you.
No, I mean in the store. What? Did they wait on you? What did they say?
They didn't say anything. And I didn't say, I want to see what size they fit for Connie and Chrissy.
No, you went in there and they said, may I help you, sir? Didn't they say that?
Store, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
they got black, and Connie got black, and Chrissy got red.
Oh, and you told them what you wanted, right?
Yeah, they get it on with me.
That's
Uh-oh.
Crazy. Anyway, listen, I want you to do a couple of imitations tonight. Who are you gonna do?
Listen to this. Hello. My name is Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the Roman beat. I was doing the maracas, I chee cheeky boom, chee cheeky boom. Essie and Sally Sweet, I'm the queen of the Lazy Street. He went to my house going chee cheeky boom, chee cheeky boom, chee cheeky boom. See, señorita, querida, le vale booty booty. I'm very nice, awful spice. When came to Roomba, he came to walk into Connie and Chrissy. I see romance, you so offense. They call me Cuban Pete.
Cuban Pete.
Cuban Pete, that's funny.
I'm a fish. You're the king of the Roomba beat. I like to go key cheeky boom, key cheeky boom, key cheeky boom.
Hey, I know who you do great, Satchmo.
Yeah, he does that really good.
Give us a little Satchmo.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You look as swell, fellas. I can tell, fellas. You go growing, you still going strong. I feel the room say, but the men say, but that old favorite song's way back when.
All right, Louie, Lou Whip, and Satchmo. That was great, Lou.
Yeah, it was.
Give that man a cigar.
I can smoke it.
Yeah. Smoke it, but don't choke it.
Yeah. All right, Clyde, kiss Chrissy. Tomorrow I'll see you on TV tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. Look out for the smoochie, smoochie.
Smoochie, smoochie, and the lingerie that Louis bought you. All right, in sight. Frolic. Hey, Lou, thanks a lot, man.
I like to say to Suzanne and Frank, be tuned in next Friday. We'll have a lot of fun. I want to do Rosanna, then I want to go to Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis to the bathroom.
Next week we're going to tell you how somebody stole the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a good one. I like that.
All right, in a sight.
Hey, P.S., don't blow a bomb in there.
No, never.
The whoopee cushion.
The only bomb in there is a stink bomb. That's it.
The whoopee cushion.
A whoopee cushion. There you go.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Suzanne, you happy I gave you a call on the Friday night?
Yes. Very much so.
Yeah. I want to say thank you very much. I'm sorry, even Satchmo Louis Armstrong. Good night to Satchmo Armstrong and the Frolics of Inside.com. Thank you very much. Take care. Thank you.
All right, Inside and the great Louis the Lip. I tell you, he's really a talented kid.
Yeah.
And a great guy.
Yes, he is.
Gabriel had a... He put a toothbrush
Ooh.
on the street, an electric toothbrush, and people are walking by, and this thing is vibrating. See, and he comes out of the woods, and he's dressed like a doctor, like a dentist, and he's trying to get people to clean their teeth. See. brush your teeth right on the street, only $2. And he's got this toothpaste. I don't know where he got that from, but I wouldn't trust it.
I wouldn't even do that.
He's got toothpaste in a jar. This is the best toothpaste in the world. This is the coconut oil with mango juice. homemade toothpaste.
Oh, no.
Brush your teeth for $2.
$2.
And somebody comes up and says, "Pardon me, doctor." "Yes, can I help you?" "Are you really a doctor?" "Well, of course I'm a real doctor. Don't you see my uniform? You see what it says here? Dr. Schlaffelgaver."
Schlaffelgaver?
"What schlaffel did you give?" I give all schlaffels to Gavers. Gaffer. Schlaffel. and he says, "When's the last time you brushed your teeth?" "I beg your pardon." "Your teeth look kind of greenish."
"Oh, my."
"Green." "You brush your teeth with this toothpaste, and I guarantee you, you'll feel better, and your mouth will be fresher and more ambumous."
"What?
Ambumous."
"Ambumous?
That's right, and you'll have less infection."
"Yeah,
now here."
Yeah,
"Check it out." I told you this toothbrush is powerful, man.
All right. What's going on here?
Oh, hi, Joe. You want a free dental examination?
What are you talking about? What the hell is that?
That's the new dental. You know, I got the idea from India, see?
India? We don't live in India. We live in America.
Yeah, but on India, they got all kinds of stuff on the street, see? They got dentists, doctors, lawyers, everything.
Haircut.
Yeah, so I got the idea, why not do it in this country? And I got this toothbrush and this great toothpaste. Well, open your mouth, Joe, and I'll say, now get away from me with that. Woo! Now you better pack this stuff up and get out of here before you wind up in the clink.
There you go.
Why do they call it the clink? You'll know when they close the door and it goes clink.
That's right. Lock up, too.
Well, you don't mind if I do a couple of more patients, do you?
Get out of here. Get that stuff out of here.
All right. Inner sight frolic. And, you know, that's true in India, you know. They do. They have all kinds of stuff on the street. They make jewelry.
I saw a documentary once.
Doctors.
And they had all the...
You know, not that you can trust them that much, but I don't know if I'd trust a doctor on the street. We'll be with you Monday, Matt or Glad, Inner Sight. All right? And stay sane out there.
Stay sane out there.
All right? And I want to thank all our friends for keeping Inner Sight on the air. We'll be with you Monday, Matt or Glad. And hello to Tom and Michelle and our new friends.
Yay.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090. Hope you had a little wacky fun. Be with you, man. Glad Monday. Good night, world. Goodbye.
Good night, everyone. Have a good night.